Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You to join us here as we launch into the second hour of the program. We got plenty of time. If you want to join the phones, you can. The number is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Richard Rich.
And Melanie.
As we continue, we will take your calls and thoughts. Also, the Discord call-in line rooms are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. So hop into one of those, and we'll get you on the air. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us, to the phones and to the fun. We've been talking, of course, about the coronavirus response, the crackdown on freedom, the crackdown on your freedom to do business, the crackdown on your freedom to associate, the crackdown on your freedom to assemble, and we're going to see more of it coming soon. The supposed public trials being closed, making it so you can't even go to a city council meeting here in Keene this week in New Hampshire, where we do this show from. They had their first crack at an online city council meeting. So you can no longer go and watch these people in person do their evil deeds. Now you have to have the right browser set up. Now you have to have the right plugins. Now you have
to explore with Flash.
You have to. I don't know. I didn't try. Right?
Like, well, yeah, government websites are good for that. Like, okay, you need the 1998 version of Open
right.
Internet Explorer, and it has to have this obscure plugin.
This will only run on Windows ME.
This, we promise this plugin won't give us a backdoor into your computer. Sure, just trust the government plugin. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's changing, and it's changing very rapidly and not in a good way. Let's continue, though, with your calls and thoughts. Robert is in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hello, sir. How are you this evening?
Hi. Good. You're on the air.
Okay. I just wanted to let you know that I had the experience of giving up a business in Germany to move quickly to the United States to make sure that my mom was okay. And the most important things that you have to consider when you're giving up a business and you don't even have time to sell everything is get somebody else quickly to sign everything over to them, get them to sell everything you've got over there, and then come over here and quickly try to connect with people who could help you when you get to the point of running out of money, which will eventually happen if you were in a pay situation like mine. I was a technical translator over there, and that business doesn't exist here in Charleston.
Are you talking about like asset liquidation or?
Well, to liquidate your office equipment and that kind of thing. I didn't have any substantial assets of any other kind. It was just.
Right. I'm not sure. Why are you bringing? I mean, you're certainly welcome to talk about your own experience, but are you saying that this is somehow relevant to what's going on today? Because it doesn't seem like it is. Because if you try to sell your business now, there's no one who's going to want to buy it because they can't legally run it either. Everyone's shut down.
Unless they're going to convert the building itself into something more usable.
I couldn't run my business in Germany anymore either because I was 3,000 miles away, and the business doesn't exist here, so I had to completely try to do something else. But I had a problem.
And I feel like I need to point out I don't know what the law in Germany is, but if you're in the U.S., piecing out and liquidating all the assets might not be your best move, even if you need to shut the business down. Germany might be different, but I'm just.
What is it? Legally speaking, or from like a financial perspective?
Either.
What is the best move? Do you think in that circumstance?
I can't make a blanket statement for all businesses, but I can see some problems doing that in the U.S. That might be perfectly fine in Germany.
Like what kind of problem? Like, what do you mean?
I mean, so you still probably have, like, contracts and liabilities and...
You're still obligated to those contracts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Robert, for your call tonight. As we continue, we've got Mortified Penguin. He's on the line in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live on our Discord server. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to talk about the response to the coronavirus flu thing and kind of my thoughts about what they're doing in response to, with these bailouts. I mean, you know, obviously in principle, from a libertarian perspective, we don't want people to subsist off of checks from the government for all sorts of reasons. But I think it goes out the window when we're in this massive response, which is, you know, being spearheaded by the
government. I agree with that to some extent. So I have no ill will whatsoever. So, like, for example, in New Hampshire, the governor in overnight was like, okay, it's this time in the afternoon starting at midnight, 10% of the population, you're fired. And that doesn't count owners and managers.
You're talking about the bars and restaurants restrictions?
Yeah, and that's just them plus, you know, all the... And that's just like direct, you're fired, not the other consequences of it. I don't know that you could absorb a shock like that naturally because you're not going to get a shock like that naturally. If a waiter goes out and collects unemployment, I have absolutely no ill will towards that.
Well, they paid anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, and
that's arguable.
I really agree when you said that on the Discord. But now getting that out of the way, like with this bailout of the big industries, it equals out to $16,000 per person if you.
Now, what is the bailout? I have not heard the final. I know they've been negotiating this. What has the final deal been cut on this?
Well, I think the first one for the industry that is kind of a little bit older news. I'm not sure if it's finalized yet, but they were talking about $1.5 trillion.
That's the number I heard a few weeks ago.
I thought that was going out to bankers and loan people or whatever, bank loans.
Yeah, probably. And the thing is, here's a thought. If you're going to do this, and I understand this is a highly unusual situation, that's why I wanted to lead the way I did. Is like, we need to bail out the people who are struggling, who can't pay rent, who can't meet their basic needs.
Yeah, first, let them open the businesses back up and go back to work.
They're going to spend it, yeah, and if you give the money non-means tested out to people, they will put it in the industries that matter where it belongs. It will go to where it belongs, not to where the government has favor.
It's not going to go to where it belongs because a lot of industry is shut down. They're not going to be able to spend it where they may have normally spent it otherwise, right? If you work in a restaurant, you might go to a bar afterwards. You might go to industry night at some other restaurant. Right, you might go to the grocery store, you might go to some non-essential service, but if all those are shut down, where are you going to spend all that money?
Well, I still think that people need, the money will go to, if you give it out to, from the ground up, to individual people that need to purchase things for their needs. They will allocate the money to the industries that are most vital and most necessary. Instead of just bailing them out directly, whoever the government, like the airlines. I mean, look, we obviously are doing a whole heck of a lot without traveling all over the world. We have the technology to do it, and there's companies providing that technology and those services. And we probably need to be flying a whole lot less. And if they need to stay profitable, they need to charge a higher price. Maybe that's built into the price of global air travel. Because the government is constantly or perennially bailing out and regulating the prices up for these airlines.
Yeah, we have no idea what a plane ticket should cost because it's just so regulated and so subsidized. Honestly, if you look at what a plane ticket is, they're pretty cheap. Like from New Orleans to Manchester was $150. Like it's not expensive at all.
Yeah, these industries like the auto industry. And especially airlines more than anything else. I've always thought of these as they're national industries. And in most countries, they're actually state run because every country wants to have their own airline. Everybody, they always want people to be able to fly around at their convenience, and they all subsidize these things. Like, what's the real price of these things? If they have to be higher, guess what? We have the technology to go around.
Yeah, the first time I bought a plane ticket, I was actually really surprised. I was like, oh, I didn't think I could afford these a long time ago. I could. Definitely.
The libertarian position still should be calling for deregulation at all aspects, at all levels, right?
Of course.
Not hand out money to people, disenfranchised because their job got taken away by the state, but get the state out of the way and let volunteers and employers voluntarily open up back shop and put those people back to work.
Unfortunately, no one is listening to the libertarians because they have no political influence whatsoever. In this case, I did find a story at Axios.com, which basically... has a summary of what is in this apparently $1 trillion bailout package proposed.
Also, they cut it by 30%.
By the White House. Well, let me see. This was written. No. The 1.5 already came out.
Oh, okay. Well, this is in addition to.
Right. The 1.5 was for bank loans, I think, as I understand it. That was totally a banker bailout.
The 1.5 was just printing money.
going to the bankers.
The usual way, which is.
And so this one would go to, and so what's happening right now is there's a bunch of money that's going to get cut out in checks to individuals, which we've heard about them arguing about how much that should be. Should it be $1,000? Should it be $2,000? Should it be $3,000?
$50,000.
Also the companies, of course, are bellying up at the government trough to say, we need the bailout. So the airlines want a bailout. The movie theaters want a bailout.
Of course. As long as they're handing out money.
Yeah, 855-450 free. We can tell you more about it coming up here. Penguin, thanks for the call. More on the way.
I have a chocolate cocker spaniel named Lady and a blackmouth cur, and it's a lot of responsibility owning a dog. My dogs don't have any health problems because they're eating what they need to eat.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite is like pouring a multivitamin right onto their food. We'll be scooping our Dynavite, then squirting the Malika chops and the fish oil. They start salivating.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite at DINOVITE.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, so jump on in over there. And you can get on those lines. Actually, they're almost full, the Discord call-in lines. It's an unusual circumstance. Normally, we have, you know, regular callers on the phone lines that fill those up. But tonight, it's the reverse, which I'm fine with because Discord callers usually sound a lot better. As long as you've got a semi-decent internet connection, you will sound a lot better than just a plain old phone call. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You want to go and learn the basics about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, cryptocurrency in general. That's a good place to go and get started. And now is a good time with Bitcoin floating at around 6,400, 6,000. It's kind of been, you know, somewhere in that range today. It's a little on the low side compared to where it's been just about a month ago.
Still a buy call for me, man.
Yeah, if you can afford to get a little bit, you might want to consider doing it, but the first thing you want to do is learn about it. So go to Bitcoin.com and get started there. They've got the Bitcoin Academy there at Bitcoin.com. Plus, there's also ways that you can purchase Bitcoin through the site and also get the latest news headlines at news.bitcoin.com. So we'll continue and go back to your phone calls and thoughts here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We were talking about the bailouts. What's the proposal that's on the table at the moment? We can talk about that, the different industries that are trying to get a piece of the action, including the movie theater business that's basically shut down completely at this point, either by government diktat or by voluntary choice of the business owners themselves. But we go first to Abby Normal. She's calling us from Idaho. You're on Free Talk Live on our Discord lines. Go ahead, Abby.
Hi. I was calling about the city council meetings and how they were talking about, I don't remember where you said that this was happening exactly.
Keene, New Hampshire, which is where we do the show from,
really?
Where the city council had gone online. So they weren't even meeting in person. They were each on their own little internet connection, you know, like a video conference kind of thing from their own homes. Yeah. Apparently it was a royal cluster F because, you know, it was the first time that apparently they didn't test it beforehand. So, you know,
just send them home.
You know how it is when you try to do these online conferences. If you've got three or four people, there's a guarantee that one of them, their mic's not working, the camera's not working, and so it was, from what I understand, I didn't watch it myself, but another one of the local activists here was checking it out, and it was just an absolute mess.
Can we make a citizen declaration that city council is a non-essential service, service, and shut it down?
Well, my thoughts on it were, it's like they just keep taking everything and making it into a video streaming, that they just keep on directing it, everything to that way, like jails, for instance. Like nowadays,
right.
Like you can't even see your loved one in person.
Nope, you can't.
Like you can't even just see them, you know. And I just think that the them just decrease. Well, first of all, think of all the shady dealings that go on with that, with them doing it over. It's just like a modern day good old boy club.
Sure.
Playbook move.
The companies, you know, that do these jail video conferences make buku bucks on these services. They get a contract to install the service in the actual jail, so they've got
overcharged for the hardware, and in some cases, like the phones are $1 a minute.
Yeah, they really just rape these jail, you know, prisoners and their families.
I'm sure the videos are more than that.
Which, of course, usually what happens with the video, at least here, and it's different depending on which jail and which company, but like here you pay $20 and you get 5 minutes or something like that. So
So that is more, because the phones where I was were $1 a minute.
Yeah, some of the phones are cheaper in some places, but it's still always expensive. And you always have to remember, the people who are in jail are likely to be the poorest of the poor, because people with money can afford to bail out in most cases.
I've seen a headline where they were talking about like e-books costing a few dollars per minute of read time.
Wow, that's insane. Yeah, they're giving away tablets. The jail Christopher Cantwell is in right now, you get a tablet, and you can make phone calls from the tablet from your own cell. So it's more convenient, but it'll cost you.
Well, that's how they're making money off of them.
Big time.
Even more.
And the jail makes a cut, by the way, of every minute. The jail gets a piece of that action.
Well, yeah. It's just like a, you know, in a mob or... gang, whatever.
Yeah, we've had cheap phones for a while now. Like, there are some people who, if all you have is phone, like, your phone bill can be, like, $20, $30 a month for unlimited minutes, well, so.
I think I'm just making them, decreasing the amount of all these, this even relates to the corona isolation type thing, but just the decreasing of actual human interaction among people is not going to be good either.
It's not
going to keep us connected on a real level, and you can't even, it's a different type of connection.
Well, yeah, and actually we were talking about this on Vincent's show, Questioning Authority, last night on LRN.fm, how with all the devices that we have in our lives now, that the American people are uniquely prepared, and people else elsewhere, but people are uniquely prepared for this social distancing, because we'd already kind of done it to ourselves to some extent by using these phones constantly. You've seen people, everyone's seen, the couple on a date at a restaurant just sitting on phones together, and doing whatever it is that they're doing on phones. We've heard about young people interacting with each other in the same room on their phones. So it seems like it's going to be easy for the government to put these new restrictions into place.
Introverts are bragging about it.
It's almost like the government knew that people would adapt to that easily and not get too pissed off when they told them that they couldn't go out and do anything.
Right. But, yeah, a lot of them weren't going out anyway. So it's not a big change.
Well, yeah, they probably won't care. They'll just stay in their house anyway and hang out on Facebook.
Abby, what's it like in Idaho where you are? You know, are you seeing the same restrictions? No restaurants operating, that kind of thing?
Yeah, a little bit. Not near as bad as everywhere else, but our cases are a lot smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just Idaho's more up to the... They let a lot of businesses go, leave it up to them. But
nice.
It also just depends on where you are. And they've... Like, a lot of places have... or go into, drive-through only, just pick-up only, Domino's, next to the shop in Rexburg. I'm the only one. I'm bartending in shop, working at the shop, and I'm still, it hasn't affected me at all.
So they haven't shut down bars in Idaho?
Not yet.
Wow. I wonder how many states actually still allow people to go out to restaurants and bars,
Everybody can come to Idaho and come hang out at the bar.
Sweet. All right. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Abby. Appreciate it. This is Abby Normal from our chat server there on discord.lrn.fm. You can join her and dozens, if not hundreds, of other people that are hanging out there on a regular basis. We will allow you, of course, to call in, talk about whatever you want, whether it's the bailouts or whatever is on your mind. You may take control of the airwaves here. The number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And where do you see this going next? What's your prediction? We've seen at least four states go into total lockdown. Denver apparently also adding into the 24-hour lockdown. I imagine there's probably some other big cities that are on the cusp of that. And where do you see this going? 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can bring up what you want here. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is ordering emergency medical facilities be set up in areas hit hard by the coronavirus.
Today I'm announcing action to help New York.
York, California, and Washington ensure that the National Guard can effectively respond to this crisis. The National Guard, these are tremendous people. They're fully on alert. We've signed what we had to sign, and it's been activated.
FEMA Director Pete Gaynor.
In order to assist with additional needs identified in those areas, the state of New York was approved for a major disaster. Washington State was also approved earlier today. California submitted their request, and the president will consider it immediately. We have medical supplies en route to these states, including respirators, surgical masks, gowns, face shield, coveralls, gloves, with quantities already delivered to both Washington, New York, and California.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The toll free number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're in the second hour of this live Sunday edition of the show. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Bridget Rich,
and Melanie.
We're going to continue with more of your calls and thoughts. Coming up, Melanie, you've got a story about CON, Certificate of Need, and how is this going to relate to, it's about hospitals. Well, that was an abrupt end to that song. It's about hospitals and whether or not they're even allowed to build more hospitals. So you'll tell us about that here in a little bit. But let's go back to the phones and to your calls and thoughts. We got Lance. He's listening in Solana, Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Lance.
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen and
hey.
Ladies?
Yeah, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I have an idea, and I feel like I'm in a unique position to be able to do something to help what's going on.
All right, and by the way, you're calling listening to KINA 910. Go ahead.
Okay, so if you're going to give away $1 trillion to the American public, is the government going to spend it correctly? I'm talking about full disclosure. So I work for the federal government. I'm an aviator. I work for the aviation industry. Here's my idea. Just tell me if I'm wrong. I want criticism, but I want open-mindedness, and we can do it better. But I'm talking about a grassroots movement to, once we have a vaccine or we have toilet paper or whatever we need to transport, a small airplane, you can literally fly over somebody's house and drop a box and put it in their yard.
Like Amazon doing drones?
Yeah, I don't know that dropping vaccines from an airplane onto houses is going to work out logistically?
Into yards. The logistics, that I'm actually...
Right, but like most people don't know how to like give a shot.
Give a shot?
Oh, the vaccine.
Right, okay. What are you suggesting should be in the boxes?
Well, whatever they can give us, whether
vaccine
it's medicine, whether it's toilet paper, whether it's food, water, well, not water, obviously, but
your
what,
basic necessities kit.
So are you saying this should be the government? That the government should just be dropping boxes full of toilet papers and whatever other things on people's front lawns?
No, I'm saying that I'll reach out to the AOPA, which is the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, and just start there. And I can start in my local community, which is Salina, Kansas. And I just happen to be in a unique position that I can reach out and bring people together. I'm talking about Americans doing things.
Can you do that on a voluntary basis?
Is the idea the hold on? Is the idea
all voluntary?
Yeah, okay. All right, well, if it's voluntary, I'm in favor of it, as long as it's not, you know, forcing other people to participate or whatever. But is the idea that you would make it so people didn't have to leave their homes to go to the grocery store, that this would somehow lessen the crowds or the lines, that sort of thing?
Well, it would also facilitate the social distancing. Mm-hmm. I just went to my office and got my laptop so I can work from home for at least 2 weeks, but pretty much indefinitely until this passes. I don't like doing nothing. I'm looking for ideas. I need a voice. I don't have one in the media. And
that I can support. If you're cooped up in your house, find a way to make money. Right? Start something small.
No,
yeah, this sounds like a donation kind of thing. The idea would be that people would donate to this and then the donations would be distributed.
I know a lot of retired gentlemen that own their own airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
So they've done well in their lives, and they go flying for fun all the time. So they have airplanes and hangars, and before they shut down air travel, I'm just fortunate to be right in the center of the United States, and it hasn't hit here, but it's coming.
Have they shut down air travel? Are you restricted? Can you go to the airport and, you know, take your little private plane up and fly around, or is it completely restricted to only commercial travel?
Yes, the air traffic control tower at my local airport is my tower. I take care of it. I make sure the heat goes. I make sure the electricity. I make sure all the systems go. I'm the coordinator, and I'm going to leave it at that as far as what I do. But I just have contacts in my local area, and I think that people helping people and doing it for the right reasons without hope of profit is the way that we can beat this thing. What do y'all think?
Well,
yeah, so I kind of have a instinct to not critique private voluntary charity that's helping people who are in a situation that they didn't contribute to putting themselves into. But it sounds like that's what you're asking for. So I guess one concern I have was how would you, if these supplies are scarce because they ripped off the bottom of the supply curve, where are y'all going to get them from in order to airdrop them?
Well, again, anything that I would do would be full disclosure. And in full disclosure, I happen to personally know a marketing expert, and she's my girlfriend. And she said, so what can you deliver? And I said, whatever they need. Also, in full disclosure, My son, his dream is to be a YouTuber. If y'all have kids, I don't know if you do or not. But by the way, I'm not a long-time listener of Free Talk, but I've started listening to y'all lately, podcast from Salina, Kansas, 9:10 a.m.
Well, thank you for that. But I don't know if you answered Melanie's question. Like, she was asking, where are you going to get the product from that you want to deliver?
Well, Do you guys think the government can do it better than the American people?
God, no. I think the government's terrible.
I would deliver anything.
You're just the delivery guy.
Are you expecting
the shortages to subside? Maybe that's your
Well, he's saying, bring me the stuff, I'll deliver it. He doesn't care what it is. So you're not going to go out and try to source the inventory. You're just going to put it out there that, hey, you're willing to do this work if somebody can bring you product. Is that basically your kind of your pitch?
Yeah, that's kind of my thought. And again, I had that thought.
Oh, okay.
So I do want to be clear here that, you know, we all can do what we can do. I know the transportation industry. I know air transportation specifically. So I can facilitate that part of it. So who else is involved? What can you do? I know logistics, but I don't have suppliers for toilet paper or whatever we might need. I don't know what the heck the deal is with toilet paper, but anyway.
Well, hey, I don't think it's a bad idea, and I would say put it out there to your local area and
start,
you know,
soliciting donations
wherever it is that people, you know, are gathering online, because I imagine there are some hot spots wherever you are of certain places where people can go and connect with other people locally, and, you know, put it out there like, hey, I'm willing to do this if somebody can come cough up some donations. Maybe somebody's sitting on a bunch of, maybe somebody bought themselves a whole garage full of toilet paper and they're like finally realizing they may not actually need all of it. So who knows what'll come out when you put it out there. That's kind of the cool thing about people coming together, is you kind of, you know, like you're saying, I can do this, I can do X, Y, and Z, if somebody can give me A, B, and C, and then we can come together. And I wish you the best, Lance. Thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts here with us. As we go to Looney, he's in Arizona on our Discord call-in lines. Go ahead, Looney.
Hey, Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just doing some reading, and one of the things I came across was the, apparently there is a well-known principle that, microorganisms don't live well on certain metals, copper for one,
mm-hmm. Yep.
silver for another.
Yeah.
But silver apparently requires there to be moisture or water involved, otherwise the silver turns inert, whereas the copper seems to destabilize microorganisms all by themselves, whether there's wet or dry.
Okay.
And so it used to be there were brass doorknobs, you know, brass countertops or copper, you know, countertops. And I'm, you know, especially like hospitals where have all these stainless steel surfaces, which look really clean when you clean them. But apparently these bugs can live on stainless steel for days, whereas, you know, they only die in 4 hours or less on copper. So
are you suggesting everybody change out their metal doorknobs for copper doorknobs or something?
Well, I'm just saying that, you know,
if you want to come back here, Looney, stand by. We'll bring you back. This is Free Talk Live.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free here live. Sunday edition with you tonight. It's Ian.
Rich.
Oops, sorry, Richie. Try that one more time.
Rich E. Rich.
Yes.
And Melanie.
You can dial in here, bring up whatever you want, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Amplifier Program, like Steve, who is a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a way for you to get behind what we do here on Free Talk Live to help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the United States. Bring internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. As one of our radio callers mentioned earlier tonight, we are the only show that he has heard on broadcast radio talking about the coronavirus situation in the way that we are. Because most of these shows are, as I understand it, are just out there telling people to obey, telling people to do what they're told by these government goons who know best.
The authority knows what's best.
Yeah.
Which is odd, because if you're at the radio station saying that, you went to work. So
many of them may be working from home. Yeah. I mean, we're doing this from a house. I mean, of course, we've always done this show from a house, so nothing has changed here. But for a lot of people, they may be setting up home studios and not actually going to a broadcast facility. So if you want to join us here, you can. We're back with Looney, who's on the line calling us from Arizona. And you were saying that you've been looking at the sort of antibacterial properties or antiviral properties, I'm not sure which, of copper. Is that right?
Yeah, both antivirus and antibacterial.
But it just can't live. Those things just can't stay alive if they're contacting the surface of copper.
Yeah, I'm looking at a National Institute of Health web study talking about surface toxicity, say that three times fast, in E. coli and Salmonella. And there's also evidence to suggest influenza virus is also affected by the exposure to copper.
Just to my question before we went to the break, are you saying that people should go and hit up Home Depot or wherever online and order copper doorknobs for safety's sake?
Well, I'm just saying that it would, it might be interesting to try to apply some of this information. I mean, there used to be, a lot more copper surfaces back in the day, even before people understood the microbe theory that well.
Takes too much upkeep.
There are some downsides to it.
What are the downsides? Upside,
you know, but if we're going to go, you know, full spread panic, I agree with you.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, as an alternative to it, we might be able to actually try to apply some.
Yeah, if we could just have copper countertops instead of having a statewide lockdown, that would be preferable.
Yeah, that might be a better option. Like, for instance,
that
copper miners.
Restaurants.
Copper miners back.
Lockdown doesn't mean full lockdown. There are different levels of lockdown.
Well, we talked about the lockdown in New Jersey last night, and it's basically, you have to stay inside unless you are going to do some sort of essential shopping. You're allowed to go out to exercise, but you can't get close to somebody else. There's social distancing rules that are in effect, and there's very tight restrictions on what businesses can be out there continuing operations. So, I mean, it's not a complete open-air prison, but it basically is an open-air prison.
My point was more to the fact that most home kitchens that I've been in aren't covered with stainless steel metal surfaces.
No.
Right? Like the kitchen, your kitchen is usually a wooden countertop, maybe marble, if you can afford that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. or
Formica, plastic.
Right. Some sort of plastic covering like that.
Okay, but what are the downsides to the copper? You mentioned there are some downsides.
Well, obviously the cost of replacing a lot of that stuff,
mm-hmm.
And also it doesn't look quite as squeaky clean as stainless steel. And
it tarnishes.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently there are also some aspects of it that if it's not super clean, then the chemical bonding that takes place with the kills the bacteria are reduced. There was an article I'm seeing here that says part of the problem with like making doorknobs out of it is the fact that people's sweat will cause the copper to oxidize or like salt. Will react to it, and it reduces the antibacterial effect.
So, it basically, if people aren't being clean, whether they have copper or not, it's not going to be that helpful. You still have to clean yourself.
Yeah, certainly,
you still have to wipe down the countertop. It's not like some sort of magical sanitary solution.
Yeah, it's not a panacea by all stretch of the imagination, but it's just one more tool you can use to try to fight this.
Looney, anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, just letting you know that things haven't gone, full panic out here in Arizona.
Can you guys go to restaurants and bars in Arizona?
No, they're all the restaurants are all takeout only at this point. I really don't go to bars, so I don't even know where there's one around here.
Yeah,
but you probably live among people who go to bars, and some of those people are going to behave differently if they're not able to.
Yep, that's probably true. Looney, thanks for the update tonight. I appreciate hearing from you there on our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm, where you can call in. It sounded that good, man. He sounded fantastic. Almost like he's sitting here in the studio with us. So what about this bailout? We can get into that coming up here, but let's talk about this hospital story, Melanie, that you wanted to discuss. CON, which stands for Certificate of Need. What is it?
Yeah, so there's a thing called a Certificate of Need, which means that in most states, and actually I was surprised to find out that New Hampshire is not one of them because it's not every state. Most states have a Certificate of Need requirement. So if you want to build a hospital, or in some states if you just want to add on a significant capital expenditure, whether that's more equipment or a new ward or something like that, you have to also get one.
Mm-hmm. From the government.
Yeah, from the government, which means that the other hospitals have to get together and declare that they need you.
Oh, wow. So your competitors decide whether or not they want you to expand your business?
Yeah.
That may not be a bad thing in the hospital industry because a lot of those are run by religious organizations anyway. So
why would you want them to be able to tell you what you can do?
Supply and demand is magically different in the hospital industry?
No, but they may be more likely to ignore that aspect of it, right? Like, as a religious organization, they're usually looking after the good of the people, which is why they set up, nonprofit hospitals.
Well, you say they're going to ignore an aspect. Which aspect are they ignoring?
The holding your competitors back for your own profit.
You're saying because they're religious, they wouldn't hold their competitors back?
They may be less likely to do so.
Or maybe the Catholic or Baptist hospital doesn't want a secular hospital to come in because they're not going to help people as good.
They don't like God, so they're not allowed.
They're going to do sterilizations and birth control, and they don't. You can't possibly have that.
Yeah, I mean, this
we're just
going to
let people die from ER deficiencies instead.
Well, this is a good example of how anti-free market the medical business is. I mean, we've already talked many times on Free Talk Live about how the number of doctors is capped arbitrarily by the American Medical Association working in tandem with government. So if you want to go and become a doctor, you have to go through them. You can't just go and do it on your own or whatever, hang out your shingle. You've got to go through the cartel, basically. And this is another. This is a doctor, or this is a hospital's cartel that you're describing.
Yeah, and so the reason I thought that was relevant was because the argument that I'm hearing from everybody who's presenting an actual argument is that while this virus is highly, highly unlikely to kill you, mm-hmm. there will be serious cases, and it's going to overwhelm the system, and that's why we need to prolong the situation.
Quarantine to flatten the curve.
If you wouldn't... It's not even a quarantine. It's a lockdown because you quarantine sick people. If you just lock up a bunch of healthy people, that's not a quarantine even. But that's the situation that the government caused by not allowing hospitals to be built and then turned around and said, oh, well, there's this problem we better solve that we created, so we better solve it with a lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
And this,
right, because the market cannot expand based on demand. Just not a possibility.
Yeah, it's
You've
just illegal to build a hospital.
Bureaucrats for permission.
Part of that presumes that people would have gone to the hospital otherwise, right? A lot of people who were spreading the virus were asymptomatic.
No, well, no, it doesn't
spread.
Because a certain percentage of cases are going to be serious. That's not untrue.
Right, but you're talking about to stop the spread of the virus, we needed more hospitals, and I don't think that...
No, I'm talking about to not overwhelm the system, which I'm not vouching that that will or won't happen.
Well, no, what you have, a problem that you've got going on right now, as I understand it, Richie, is that because of the extra demand from people who do want to go to a hospital,
right.
Because they've come down with something and now they right. want to go and get tested and make sure it's is or is not coronavirus, there's sort of this extra demand on the existing system
right.
that therefore if you, oh, I don't know, cut your foot off or something like that and you need to go into the hospital,
right.
the theory is they may not have the availability because of all this other demand,
sure.
and the industry can't scale up to accept new demand by building new facilities because of rules like this this certificate of need, where if you can't convince your competitors and whatever bureaucrats of the necessity of what you want to do, it doesn't happen, which keeps the lines longer and makes getting health care even more difficult. There's more coming up here. Hour 3's next. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? So you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.